Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Yahshua, our Messiah. The name of this program is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas. My website is crosstheborder.org. What we do here is go through the Bible, for the time being anyway, and we've got a lot of Bible to go through. We ended up in Jeremiah at chapter 48. And let's see, whereabouts are we? Oh yes, Moab. Moab is spoiled and gone up out of her cities, and his chosen young men are gone down to the slaughter, saith the king, whose name is Yahuwah of hosts. As Jeremiah chapter 48 and verse 15. I like that. He is our king. You know, our creator is our king. Our creator is our salvation. He is all of those things to us. The name Yahshua means that our creator is our salvation. Our creator by name is our salvation. That's what the name Yahshua means. Verse 16, the calamity of Moab is come near, is near to come, and his affliction hasteth fast. All ye that are about him, bemoan him, and all ye that know his name, saying, How is the strong staff broken, and the beautiful rod? Thou, daughter that dost inhabit Dibon, and come down from thy glory, and sit in thirst, for the spoiler of Moab shall come upon thee, and he shall destroy thy strongholds. O inhabitants of Ar-O-Ur, stand by the way and espy. Ask him that fleeth, and her that escapeth, and say, What is done? Moab is confounded, for it is broken down. Howl and cry, tell ye it in Arnon, that Moab is spoiled, and judgment is come upon the plain country, upon Holon, and upon Jehazah, and upon Mephaath, and upon Dibon, and upon Nebo, and upon Beth Diblathiam, and upon Kiriatham, and upon Ben Gamul, and upon Beth Meon, and upon Kirioth, and upon Bozrah, and upon all the cities of the land of Moab, far or near. The horn of Moab is cut off, and his arm is broken, saith Yahuwah. Make ye him drunken, for he magnified himself against the Lord. Moab also shall wallow in his vomit, and he also shall be in derision. For was not Israel in derision unto thee? Was he found among thieves? For since thou spakest of him, thou skippest for joy. O ye that dwell in Moab, leave thy cities and dwell in the rock, and be like the dove that maketh her nest in the sides of the hole's mouth. We have heard the pride of Moab, his exceeding proud, his loftiness and his arrogance, and his pride and his haughtiness of his heart. I know his wrath, saith Yahuwah, but it shall not be so. His lies shall not so affect it. Therefore will I howl for Moab, and I will cry out for all Moab. Mine heart shall mourn for the man of Kir-Hares. O vine of Sibmah, I will weep for thee with the weeping of Jazer. Thy plants are gone over the sea. They reach even to the sea of Jazer. The spoiler is fallen upon the summer fruits and upon thy vintage. And joy and gladness is taken from the plentiful land and from the land of Moab. I have caused wine to fail from the wine presses. None shall tread with shouting. Their shouting shall be no shouting, for the cry of Heshbon, even unto Elealeh, even unto Jahaz, they have uttered their voices from Zoar, even unto Horonaim, as a heifer of 3 years old, for the waters also of Nimrim shall be desolate. Moreover, I will cause to cease in Moab, saith the Lord, him that offereth in the high places, and him that burneth incense to his gods. Therefore mine heart shall sound for Moab like pipes. Mine heart shall sound like pipes for the men of Kir-Hareseth, because the riches that he hath gotten are perished. For every head shall be bald, and every beard clipped. Upon all the hands shall be the cuttings, and upon the loins sackcloth. There shall be lamentation generally upon all the housetops of Moab, and in the streets thereof. I have broken Moab like a vessel wherein is no pleasure, saith Yahuwah. They shall howl, saying, how is it broken down? How hath Moab turned the back with shame? So shall Moab be a derision and a dismaying to all them about him. For thus saith the Lord, behold, he shall fly as an eagle, and shall spread his wings over Moab. Kirioth is taken, and the strongholds are surprised, and the mighty men's hearts in Moab at that day shall be as the heart of a woman in her pangs. And Moab shall be destroyed from being a people, because he hath magnified himself against Yahuwah. Fear and the pit and the snare shall be upon thee, O habitation of Moab, saith Yahuwah. He that fleeth from thee, from the fear, shall fall into the pit, and he that getteth up out of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For I will bring upon it, even upon Moab, the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. They that fled stood under the shadow of Heshbon because of the force. But a fire shall come forth out of Heshbon, and a flame in the midst of Sihon, and shall devour the corner of Moab, and the crown of the head of the tumultuous ones. Woe be unto thee, O Moab! The people of Chemosh perisheth, for thy sons are taken captive, and thy daughters captive. Yet will I bring again the captivity of Moab in the latter days, saith the Lord. Thus far is the judgment of Moab. Well, not a whole lot to comment there. All of the very poetically, what is the word I'm looking for? The very poetically pronounced judgments against Moab, one of the cities about Jerusalem. Of course, we know that the judgment of Jeremiah, the judgment of Yahuwah, the Lord, spoken through the prophet Jeremiah, first to Israel and Judah, and then to all of the nations round about. And so now we're getting to all of the nations round about. And what we see here is a demonstration in prophecy, the prophet Jeremiah speaking against the nations in the land that day, all of the nations that were doing evil in the sight of Yahuwah. All of those nations should have known better. All of those nations had the gospel preached to them, not as we understand it today, and certainly not as the evangelicals preach it. Perhaps maybe as the evangelicals do preach it, because the evangelicals preach that the law is dead, do they not? Which leads to lawlessness. And they were lawless. They forgot the law of God. Because all of these people, every single family that comprised every nation that dwelt in the land, they were all of the seed of Noah and his four sons. Every single one of them should have known the truth, but they all forgot their God. So we see how the Heavenly Father dealt with nations in history, and not just through the prophet Jeremiah, but through all of the prophets and through all of history, demonstrated over and over. He brings one nation. Of course, he starts with those who are called by his name, and he judges them first. And then he judges those nations that he uses to judge his people. Because even the prophet Jeremiah says that Babylon's time will come. They will be judged too, at the same time that they're being used as the sword of the Lord against even his own people and all of these nations round about. How could everyone forget the history of the world? Well, how could they even remember? Because they are not taught the history of the world. In the nation where I live, they send them all to public school systems, and they all become public fools. They don't teach them real history. They teach them what they want them to believe about history. That's what they teach them. So if we say, how could they forget? Well, they could forget because they never remembered, because their fathers and their grandfathers forgot. Their fathers and their grandfathers traded in their heritage. They traded in the truth, not just for lies, yes, for lies, but also for benefits. They've all been bribed. That's why do you send your children to public schools? You mothers that stay at home all day. Yes, and there are plenty out there that stay at home all day. Why do they send their children to public schools? Well, because it's a bribe. Because the state offers to take that burden off of your hands. You're sending them to daycare. Let's look at it with real eyes. The Heavenly Father has entrusted mothers and fathers with the lives of children. They are a gift from Him. But we don't believe Him. We don't believe they're a gift. We believe what the state tells us. They're a burden. That's right. And if we can't abort them, well, then we can send them off every day to the state daycare centers. So we've forgotten. When we've forgotten to our own peril. Because what is going to happen to America? What is going to happen here? Because we've forgotten His law and His statutes. We've forgotten what happens to a nation when it forsakes the Creator and His laws. The nation is quickly forgetting His laws and overturning the foundations of the nation. We should read this, and we should be afraid. We should read this, and we should weep, knowing that judgment is coming to this land. It is coming. And we can see it coming. It's coming slowly. It's creeping in. And I'm afraid that, as always, in the end, it will come like a flood, just like it did for Jerusalem both times that it was prophesied. Yes, it crept in. They allowed wickedness to come in. They threw off the shackles and the of the law. And then suddenly, it came like a flood and destroyed them. Chapter 49 of Jeremiah and verse 1. Concerning the Ammonites, here we go, another nation. Thus saith Yahuwah, hath Israel no sons? Hath he no heir? Why then doth their king inherit Gad, and his people dwell in his cities? Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will cause an alarm of war to be heard in Rabbah of the Ammonites. And it shall be a desolate heap, and her daughters shall be burned with fire. Then shall Israel be heir unto them that were heirs, saith Yahuwah. Howl, O Heshbon, for Ai is spoiled. Cry, ye daughters of Rabbah, gird you with sackcloth, lament, and run to and fro by the hedges, for their king shall go into captivity, and his priests and his princes together. Wherefore gloriest thou in the valleys, thy flowing valley, O backsliding daughter, that trusted in her treasure, who, saying, who shall come unto me? Could you say America? Can you say it? Who shall come unto us? Don't we trust in our own riches, in our beautiful valleys, full of food and water and the blessing of God? Don't we trust in all those things when we should be trusting in the God that provided all those things for us? Yahuwah by name. Behold, he says, speaking to the Ammonites, behold, I will bring a fear upon thee, saith Yahuwah, God of hosts, from all those that are about thee, and you shall be driven out, every man right forth and gone, and none shall gather up him that wandereth. And afterward I will bring again the captivity of the children of Ammon, saith Yahuwah. Concerning Edom, thus saith the Lord of hosts, is wisdom no more in Teman? Is counsel perished from the prudent? Is their wisdom vanished? Flee ye, turn back, dwell deep, O inhabitants of Dedan, for I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him the time that I will visit him. And of course, Edom is Esau. And of course, speaking of the descendants of Esau. Chapter 49 and verse 9. If the grape gatherers come to thee, would they not leave some gleaning grapes? If thieves by night will destroy till they have enough. But I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is spoiled, and his brethren and his neighbors, and he is not. Leave thy fatherless children. I will perverse them alive, and let thy widows trust in me. For thus saith the Lord, behold, they whose judgment was not to drink of the cup have assuredly drunken. And art thou he that shall altogether go unpunished? Thou shalt not go unpunished, but thou shalt surely drink of it. For I have sworn by myself, saith Yahuwah, that Bozrah shall become a desolation, a reproach, a waste, and a curse, and all the cities thereof shall be perpetual wastes. I have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent unto the heathen, saying, gather ye together, and come again, come against her, and I will, and rise up to the battle. For lo, I will make thee small among the heathen, and despised among men. Thy terribleness hath deceived thee, and the pride of thine heart. O thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rocks, that holdest the height of the hill, though thou shouldest make thy nest as high as an eagle, I will bring thee down from thence, saith the Lord. Also Edom shall be a desolation, and every one that goeth by it shall be astonished, and shall hiss at all the plagues thereof, as in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbor cities thereof, saith Yahuwah, no man shall abide there, neither shall a son of man dwell in it. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of Jordan against the habitation of the strong, but I will suddenly make him run away from her. And who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me? And who will appoint me the time? And who is that shepherd that will stand before me? Hear therefore the counsel of Yahuwah that he hath taken against Edom, and his purposes that he has purposed against the inhabitants of Teman. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their habitations desolate with them. The earth is moved at the noise of their fall, at the cry, the noise thereof is heard in the Red Sea. Behold, he shall come up and fly as the eagle, and spread his wings over Bozrah. And at that day shall the heart of the mighty men of Edom be as the heart of a woman in her pangs. Concerning Damascus, Hamath is confounded, and Arpad, for they have heard evil tidings. They are faint-hearted. There is sorrow on the sea. It cannot be quiet. Damascus is waxed feeble and turneth herself to flee, and fear has seized on her. Anguish and sorrows have taken her as a woman in travail. How is the city appraised not left, the city of my joy? Therefore her young men shall fall in the streets, and all the men of war shall be cut off in that day, saith Yahuwah of hosts. And I will kindle a fire in the wall of Damascus, and it shall consume the palaces of Ben-Hadad. Concerning Kedar, and concerning the kingdoms of Hazor, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, shall smite, thus saith the Lord, arise, ye go up to Kedar, and spoil the men of the east. Their tents and their flocks shall they take away. They shall take to themselves their curtains, and all their vessels, and their camels, and they shall cry unto them, fear is on every side. Flee, get ye far off, dwell deep, O ye inhabitants of Hazor, saith Yahuwah, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, hath taken counsel against you, and hath conceived a purpose against you. Arise, get you up unto the wealthy nation that dwelleth without care, saith the Lord, which have neither gates nor bars, which dwell alone. All their camels shall be a booty, and the multitude of their cattle a spoil. And I will scatter into all winds them that are in the utmost corners, and I will bring their calamity from all sides thereof, saith Yahuwah. You're listening to Cross the Border. We're going through the book of Jeremiah. We just ended up in chapter 49 and verse 2. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.